Spiegel and Holmes.
I'm just saying, Lawrence, you were saying some stuff last week, if my memory is correct.
That's why Danny left.
Afternoons on the Score.
Williams.
He's going to be taken down by Lou Vu.
Well, I don't want to tell you who didn't do a great job there. Amagaji having a rough first drive for him coming out here, and Lou Vu's off, like I said, to a great start this year. Just watch this pressure internal and on the outside. Rough sledding right here. If you're a young quarterback, you get through progressions fast when you got that many people around you.
And the big thing about that, Tony, took him out of field goal range.
That's where you have to throw the ball away.
But Amagaji being exposed here, the rookie lineman out of Yale, who had to come in for Braxton Jones.
Highlights courtesy of CBS. Karan Amagaji with a rough day yesterday in pass protection. I actually thought he was pretty good in the run game yesterday.
See, I was really worried about him seeing those first few plays. I'm like, is this another soft lineman, like a strong, a smart, you know, really thoughtful, nimble, Poles Cunningham, Braxton Jones type, we're going to hit on a guy, lineman. But you say he ended up mauling in the run game in the second half.
I thought that he played pretty well in the run game, that he was active, that he wanted to get to the second level, went on plays that allowed for him to do so, made a couple of blocks on one run. So I think it was, if you're him, you're probably not expecting to play.
Yeah.
And the guys that you played against in the Ivy League, for the most part, weren't going to be this fast. That blitz, though, where he takes the outside guy and lets the inside guy be the free runner.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, honestly, like high-level high school football offensive linemen know not to do that. You take the inside guy, you make the outside guy kind of run the bubble, and the guy on the quarterback has a little bit more time and can actually step away or step up to avoid pressure instead of, oh, here's the guy that's rushing right at my face.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do?
Interesting choices going on. It's their guy that they drafted, Larry Borum, a holdover, was healthy enough to be active and was not. Yesterday could have been the swing tackle. Bill Murray went in and played for Tevin Jenkins. Then Bill Murray was hurt, and Doug Kramer actually got a couple of snaps at guard before Tevin came back.
So they've got some numbers issues, and hopefully everyone's fine. Hopefully you'll activate Larry Borum, and he'll be ready, and you can put him out there too as someone that can play a couple of different positions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you don't want, like as we were getting to halftime, I was sitting there saying to myself, Mercedes Lewis has got to be on his left hip for the rest of the game.
And I was saying that Matt Pryor needs to go out and play tackle and sit Karan down and put somebody else at guard. But they left Karan there, and he developed a little in the second half, perhaps.
Yeah, I'd like to see. I'm going to watch it again when the All 22 is available. But there were moments where I was like, I noticed him in a positive way.
Well, they did run the ball, especially straight up. They had some power runs straight down the gut in the fourth quarter that broke pretty well. I heard Brad Biggs this morning saying that Nate Davis may still have some utility on this team, that he thought Nate was like steaming towards getting cut after the deadline. Trade it if you can, but cut, but maybe with these injuries, Nate Davis sticks around.
Yeah, he seems to be loving life, though, right? He's off to go play ping pong. He's, you know, having a good time up there. I have that right?
He told Grody he was going to play ping pong. Scott in Woodstock is somebody who texted in and said, sorry, which player was that in that promo you played questioning the handoff to Doug Kramer? That'd be DJ Moore this morning. So add that to the pile of damning honesty from Bears players today. A cavalcade has been coming in.
That would have been a real big problem if they would have scored on that play. I don't know. I don't know how to say it, but I don't know the reason behind the play call. I mean, it's been up for a few weeks, but I didn't think we would actually like get it called in a game like this. But when I came out the tent and just seen him running, I was just like, "What the hell happened?"
I like this bunch of dudes, man.
What the hell happened?
I don't understand why that play was called.
He ran out of the injury tent. He's like, what's my injury again?
In a game like this.
In a game like this. I don't understand. I don't know why we did that a game like this.
So, Shane, I know you don't have me or Lawrence, but you also don't have DJ Moore, I think. Sorry.
It's okay. I didn't say it was my preferred number one, but I don't have a huge problem with it.
Okay. By the way, DJ Moore, just before that, hell of a catch there on the sideline.
Yeah.
Or he took that hit.
Yeah. This bears watching, man. A lot of this stuff that keeps on happening, bears watching. Hey, Russ, you're on the score.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Russ.
Hey, did anybody else notice that at halftime, when Coach Eberflus was getting interviewed, he's smiling at the camera like he's some movie star. Like, we just played the best first half ever, and you guys played the worst half ever this season. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's smiling.
You know, it's interesting. We were talking about this a little bit during the break. He clearly spins it towards the positive.
That's his thing, and that's okay.
And that's what he likes to do. And he did it in post-game yesterday. Oh, there's things to learn from. And I was thinking about that in regards to Tyreek Stevenson. I think any punishment for Tyreek Stevenson might have to come from Ryan Poles, that he's the hanging judge. He can be the bad cop, and Eberflus can continue being the good cop.
So what's happened in situations like this previously? We had a couple of things happen, one this season with Green Bay and Romeo Doubs.
Romeo Doubs was suspended for one game because he was talking about his role in the offense and was being, frankly, selfish about his role in the offense, and he was suspended for one game. And when he came back, he said, I wish I would have handled things differently.
What about Jair Alexander? Because he had the whole thing where he walked out as a – I was saying this to me. He's like, can you imagine LaFleur? Like, LaFleur's, like, going over his first 15, and he looks up, and he's like, what the – Is Jair doing out there?
He anointed himself a fake captain last year before a game, people, and just said, you know what? I'm going out for the coin toss. About time I got some respect around these parts.
Because he's from there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know if they knew, but I'm from here, so I should probably
be
out there.
Just walk on out, even though that's not what we agreed to as a team.
It's a big week for me. It's a revenge game for me. So Jair walks out there and anoints himself a fake captain for the coin toss, and Matt LaFleur suspended him for a week. Well, so there's one last year, one this year by the Packers. Are they a well-run organization?
They are. That should give Bears fans a lot of hope because you look and they were in the divisional round of the playoffs last year.
Uh-huh. So what if Ryan Poles comes down with a one-game suspension and Matt
Eberflus... will you take it easy over there, Judge Roy Bean?
And then Matt Eberflus can say, you know what, Tyreek, I thought you learned from it, but Ryan, this is just the way that he's got to go.
Yeah,
so you know, keep doing what you're doing. Let's stay in communication. I got your back, all right?
Yeah, it's like, you know, this is one of those things where you have to look, we got to follow the chain of command, and this is what the boss wants to do. So stay focused. You're going to get your opportunity. I know you're going to kill it.
I mean, different situations. Jair has a pattern of selfish behavior. Romeo Doubs did skip two practices. That's pretty big.
Well, I mean, from what we're hearing from Cole, we don't know who's skipping practice or late to practice or any of this stuff.
Laying off on plays during practice.
Well, maybe we'll get some answers in the next segment. Jalen Johnson will join us, and he is also very honest, and we're going to ask him about the honesty coming out of that locker room. I think it's good. It's just weird to me. I am not used to this, but I better get used to it. Whether you like it or don't like it, learn to love it, because the best thing going today. Woo! Back after this on The Score.